Right now, we're going to welcome in somebody as a guest here on Robin Hood Radio that I'm so used to seeing. Remember the good old days when we had the book signing under the tents at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon before COVID-19? Well, of course, Laura Lyle's been associated with the Hotchkiss Library here in Sharon. And it was always a pleasure seeing her there and working with her with that event. But she's going to be at the Hotchkiss Library for something just a little different this time. This is a virtual book signing, Word for Word, A Writer's Life by Laurie Lyle. Laurie, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here.
Now, this is interesting. You know, I was looking over information about your past and how you got into writing, and you really got interested in writing way back in your school days.
Yes, I did. Yes. When I was a teenager, I decided I wanted to become a writer. And this book is basically a look at my life as a writer, most of which happened here in Sharon. I wrote five of my six books right here in Sharon in my house. On the green, overlooking the green.
Now, when you were that young and you decided that you wanted to be a writer, is it because you had picked out some favorite writers of your own, and that attracted you to want to write?
I took a class at the school I went to, which actually was in Connecticut, by a wonderful teacher who taught creative writing, and she gave us notebooks and said, now just start writing down things that you see and hear, and eventually you're going to have material to write something, a story, an essay. And I just found this very electrifying, and it was just like a natural instinct, a natural way to express myself.
We're speaking with Laurie Lyle. Once again, Laurie, we'll be having a virtual book signing, Word for Word, A Writer's Life, May 18th, 7 o'clock, virtual event, hotchkisslibrary.org for more information. Now, it's interesting, when reading about you, Laurie, I didn't realize this, that really, out of college, you wrote for a newspaper, the Providence Journal.
Right, yes, I'm from Providence, and it was my first job after college. I worked as a reporter and a writer and the inquiring photographer, which was a lot of fun. I ran around Providence with a big old camera and a notebook and interviewed a lot of people.
Now, you also have worked for Newsweek. Now, when you worked for Newsweek, did many other women work for Newsweek? I mean, was this something that was a little different back
when you were? It was very difficult. A time when there were jobs for women and jobs for men in journalism. And at Newsweek, it was a very strict system. And women like myself, who were, you know, well-qualified, well-educated, decided that this was really unfair. And we sued Newsweek for better jobs. And eventually, it all changed, but it took a while.
I was going to say, it must have taken some courage to actually to do that, because it's almost like you're cutting off what you want to do in advance. I think what that brings out.
But there was a law at that point that prohibited discrimination on the basis of sex in employment. So we had a pretty secure legal foundation.
It's still a strong, amazing thing to do. I mean, nowadays, people listening might not think that, but take it back even 10 or 15 years, that's a pretty strong stand to take. Now, what prompted you to put all this information together and write this book? Is it solely on your experiences and mixing in other people's experiences as well?
Well, it's a memoir, so it's basically my experience. I got to a certain point in my life when it just seemed very important to look back, make sense of it all, connect the dots, and remember and try to understand and maybe understand better now than I did when I was going through certain things. So I opened up my journals and I reread old letters, and it turned out to be just really an amazing adventure of the heart and of the mind. And so I wrote this book basically to understand better and to and I believe I do now.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. Every once in a while I'll go back in my audio files over my 50 years of broadcasting, and it evokes memories and brings me to the point every once in a while where I feel, you know, I really should put something down on paper. But as a person that doesn't write like that, but that speaks, it's not that possible. But I can imagine there must have been a lot of great memories that when you started looking through all this that just flowed out of you that you probably couldn't wait to get it down on paper.
Oh, yeah. It was really exciting. And the moments of revelation, of understanding why something happened and understanding other people a little bit better from my perspective now, it was really very exciting. And not always easy, because sometimes you don't want to remember more uncomfortable moments, but it all worked out. And I'm really glad that the book has finally come out.
Now, what's great about your life with words and writing is that it wound you up at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, being one of the many people, by the way, who volunteer and put their time into our library here. And I always remind people that when I was at Sharon Center School, my first library card came from the Hotchkiss Library. We used to march down from school, and once a week, and we'd pick out books, and then the next week we'd bring them back. How when you look at the Hotchkiss Library, what comes to your mind? I just think we're lucky around here. We have a lot of great libraries, but the Hotchkiss Library itself just has a special charm to me.
Oh, it's a wonderful place, and it's gonna be better too.
Yeah.
Because it's a very good board, and we're working on all kinds of plans for the future. Actually, I moved to the Green because it was near the library. I mean, I really, as a writer, it just seemed really important to be able to walk out my door and walk over to the library and get books and read it, do research. Use a photocopier. I mean, it's like an incredibly important place for a writer.
We're speaking once again with Lori Lyle. Once again, May 18th, 7 o'clock at the Hotchkiss Library, a book signing, Word for Word, A Writer's Life by Lori Lyle. And what I think is great is the Hotchkiss Library is going to finally expand a little bit here, which has been it's been long overdue.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be really wonderful when it's all done.
Well, all I can do is, I think when I think of the Hotchkiss Library and I think of all the libraries around here, which are great libraries, I still think what you folks do, and hopefully it'll be back soon, was your summer book signing. I have met so many unbelievable people at that book signing, and the authors, both local and from afar. It really is one of the classic events that I hope comes back, because it's just an amazing night where the community gets to really see what the library does.
Oh, I hope it comes back next summer. It probably will, because really everybody seems quite dedicated to it, and so I'm looking forward to that very much. And the used book sale the next day is a wonderful event, too.
It's absolutely amazing. And I think sometimes people lose sight of the amount of volunteer work that has to go on to make a community library successful out here in the hinterlands.
Oh, yeah. It takes a lot of people and a lot of time, but it's really worth it.
And money as well. It really does. It's not an inexpensive thing to do. It really isn't.
No.
Well, once again, Lori, I mean, May 18th, 7 o'clock, it's a virtual event of the Hotchkiss Library. You're a book signing, Word for Word, A Writer's Life. If you want more information, all you have to do is go to the Hotchkiss Library website, hotchkisslibrary.org, and you can get all the information there. And have fun there on the 18th, Lori.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That is Lori Lyle once again here on Robin Hood Radio. Coming up May 18th, the virtual event, a virtual book signing, Word for Word, A Writer's Life by Lori Lyle. And if you want to listen to this or tell people about this, we'll have this interview up on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand and then click on Interviews, and the interview will be right there.